This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright and sunny day, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem offers mild temperatures and clear skies for a comfortable day outside. Up north in Haifa, expect a cool breeze, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Now here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF has killed a Hamas operative in Gaza, marking the first airstrike in over a week. The strike targeted a commander planning attacks on Israeli troops. Also, Ynet reported earlier this hour that the IDF chief approved new restrictions targeting a Hamas commander in Beit Lahia. Military sources describe these actions as a return to routine operations. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes the duplicity of Hamas, stating the organization shifts to negotiations under military pressure. They rely on aid when control is compromised. Separately, JNS highlights that Zaka has responded nonstop during its busiest 24 hours of the year, 5/7/86. This period demonstrated the breadth of their operations across Israel. And finally, I-24 News reveals new details in the investigation of a missing mother and daughter in Vienna, with Mossad now involved. From X, the latest. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 shared just minutes ago that Iran is restructuring its military for greater aggression abroad. This is seen as preparation for prolonged regional conflict. I-24 News English posted earlier today, highlighting comments on public divides between the U.S. and Israel regarding Gaza. Balig Sladeen noted the shared election year pressures on both governments. Rachel Moisel, an activist, shared concerns about increasing anti-Semitism in Ireland. She describes recent incidents of hate speech and violence against Jews, which have sparked widespread denial and inaction. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Gaza airstrike. The Times of Israel reports the IDF targeted a Hamas commander accused of plotting attacks on Israeli forces. This strike marks a significant moment as the IDF denies any changes to engagement rules despite a lull in airstrikes. The operation underscores ongoing tensions and the IDF's focus on maintaining security. Turning to the new Gaza restrictions, Ynet highlights that the IDF chief's approval for the strike on the Hamas commander in Beit Lahia signifies a shift back to routine military actions. This move suggests a renewed commitment to counterterrorism efforts amidst ongoing threats to Israeli troops. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom discusses how Hamas shifts strategies under pressure, opting for negotiations when military control falters. This pattern shows the group's adaptability and reliance on international aid when facing challenges. The situation remains fluid, impacting regional stability and humanitarian conditions. Separately, Zaka's response during its busiest 24 hours of the year underscores its critical role in emergency services across Israel. JNS reports that their network coordinated effectively with authorities, showcasing the organization's operational resilience. This highlights the importance of preparedness in managing national emergencies. Finally, I-24 News reveals Mossad's involvement in the case of a missing mother and daughter in Vienna. The development adds an international dimension to the investigation, suggesting possible security concerns or broader implications for Israeli citizens abroad. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom. Business reports a settlement where Tataran will compensate customers over 89,000 shekels. This comes after a class action lawsuit over missing Wi-Fi components in air conditioners. Separately, Katek notes that an Iranian strike cost Bazan $245 million. Despite this, the refinery saw boosted earnings due to a sharp rise in refining margins amidst regional conflict disruptions. And finally, Matter of Business covers a U.S. case closure against Haifa Port's owners. A federal judge criticized the closure, pointing to irregularities, highlighting ongoing scrutiny in international business dealings. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.